West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. Carrollton City Council on Monday approving changing the names of a couple of city streets to honor a pair of longtime residents of the city. South Alma Street will soon be Jenny Mae Dyer Street. Dyer passing away this year at the age of 97.
Ms. Dyer was the matriarch of a very fine family, two of which are employees of this city. I met Danny Dyer in 1989. He is now the best wastewater superintendent that I know, the best one in the country. And his son was a class one water operator at our water plant and is now a fireman. And I know you were all raised right by Ms. Dyer. I know she was a strong person and a delightful person to be around.
City Manager Tim Grizzard recommending the street name change. The name change will affect a number of residential properties south of Alabama Street. Council also approving the name change of West Center Street to Stuart Martin Street. Mayor Betty Kaysen.
Mr. Martin was mayor here for two terms. When he was elected, he was the youngest elected mayor in the United States. He was a businessman, very interesting family. They owned the original funeral home was up on the square. I want to acknowledge the service that this man gave, not only in serving his community as mayor, but also his family. Martin Hightower has continued on through all these years.
Changing the name for the road just south of City Hall will change the addresses for a number of businesses and nonprofits. The new road signs will be unveiled in the near future. Carrollton High School students once again topping the national average and outpacing the state in SAT performance, while also increasing the percentage of students who took the popular college entrance exam, which actually bucked the state and national results that showed a decrease in both performance and participation. Carrollton's class of 2020 posting a composite score of 1,053. That's 23 points higher than the national average of 1,030 and 10 points higher than the state's 1,043. And despite the coronavirus pandemic that halted SAT testing last spring, CHS increased its participation rate by 4 points to 71%, exceeding the state average of 64% and well above the national percentage of test takers, which the College Board reported to be down slightly from the previous year. The Harrelson County School District this week reporting that the number of students currently with a positive COVID-19 test and the number of students quarantined for possible exposure to the virus continue to decline in the third week of school. The number of students currently testing positive is down from 7 to 3 of the district's 3,269 students. The number of students quarantined for possible exposure is down from 89 to 52. The Carroll County School District reporting the number of students with a positive COVID-19 status is up to 19 after falling to 14 the previous week. The Carroll County District has slightly less than 15,000 students enrolled at this time. The number of students at risk to possible exposure to the virus or have shown symptoms stayed about the same as the previous week. A ribbon cutting for the newly renovated Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services building on Independence Drive in Carrollton. Construction of the new addition began back in March of 2019. The original facility was built back in the 1980s and was in dire need of upgrades and an addition to accommodate Carroll County families who seek assistance and for the staff that serves them. New improvements include a larger lobby to accommodate customers, training rooms for state and regional DFACS training, two parent children visitation rooms, full bathroom, laundry room, and increased security. Carroll County DFACS currently has 70 members on staff. The Harrelson County Board of Education recognizing a high school student athlete who spent much of his summer working to collect back-to-school necessities for fellow students in need.
Stephen Hardeman is a wrestler. He is a football player, actually scored an 80-yard touchdown the other night in the football game. And Stephen worked three jobs during the summer just to raise money and took all the money he made to raise money to buy backpacks, fill them full of school supplies for students in need. How many school-age kids you know would take their own money and do that?
And that was Harrelson County School Superintendent Dr. Jerry Bell. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.